Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, quite a lot of you have been... I've done a number of videos recently on the concept of the spiteful mutant, which, I mean, to recap briefly, is the idea that we were under selection for certain things. Historically, there's a lot of evidence for that. I've looked at other videos, conservatism, intelligence, religiosity, and therefore the collapse of child mortality from 50% to 1% has... involved a deviation from those things, mainly in a irreligious, left-wing, low IQ direction, and therefore those traits are associated with mutation, and people that have them are less physically and mentally healthy, and then they ultimately spread maladaptive ideas, mental ill health, depression, that sort of thing, and ideas that are ultimately maladaptive, such as not having children and so forth, to other members of the population. Now, some of you have asked me, well, why is it then that a fair bit of the time you can get quite reasonably good-looking people, particularly reasonably good-looking women, who are woke? How does this work, you say? It's very strange. If these people are spiteful mutants, then how can you have all these fit young girls who are woke? Well, there are a number of reasons for this. So, first of all, the correlation between, let's say, being conservative and having a symmetrical face, i.e. being good-looking, exists, but it is weak. Why does it exist? It exists because under harsh Darwinian selection, obviously we're selecting for being conservative. That's what we were under harsh selection for. That's the evolutionary norm. Therefore, deviation from that is going to involve an elevation of mutational load in the mind, and this is going to parallel an elevation of physical mutational load, because the brain 84% of the genome, so if it's a large target of mutation, if you've got mutation of the mind, you'll have it of the body, and therefore if you have a high mutational load of the body, then that will be simply reflected in your face. You'll have a less attractive face, and also you will be using proportionately more of your bioenergetic resources to fight off disease, and so you'll be less able to maintain a symmetrical phenotype. And so what we would predict, and this is indeed the case, is there would be a relationship between conservatism and traditional religiosity and being good looking. But it's only a weak relationship of about 0.2 or 0.3, something like that. So that means there's plenty of room for there to be examples of women, or men, but women, let's say, who are good looking but who have high mutational load of the mind and who are unattractive. There's plenty of possibilities of that. So that's the first reason why. The second reason why is the issue of intelligence. So intelligence obviously betokens a high-functioning mind, a mind that is relatively low in mutational load. And this would explain, in part, why there is a weak positive relationship between intelligence and facial symmetry. We were selecting for intelligence, we were selecting for low mutational load, and so what you end up with is a weak relationship between intelligence and facial symmetry. Intelligent people tend to be good looking. So, therefore, you would... But the problem with this is there are other factors that are associated with intelligence. Now, one of these is that intelligent people are within the normal range of IQ, I mean, between sort of 130 and 70, the normal range. Intelligent people tend to be highly conformist. Remember, intelligence is adaptive, and you would expect it to be associated with adaptive traits, one of which could be social conformity. So intelligent people will be highly conformist. Now, this means they will look around the world and they will notice what the norm is, what the social norm is, and they will have the intelligence to be able to convince themselves of the veracity of that social norm, and then they will competitively signal that social norm, thus creating a kind of runaway movement in the direction of that social norm. And so what you would tend to find is if we are living in a conservative right-wing society where the moral foundations of in-group loyalty and sanctity and obedience to authority are what is dominant, then they will notice that and they will signal that, and you'll start to get, as it were, runaway conservatism. And I think you saw this in the 19th century. I've looked at this in other videos, runaway conservatism. Conversely, if the society tips over... because let's say 20% of the population are spiteful mutants, I don't know, and they believe in individualism, and then this is noticed, a tipping point is reached, people want to be on the winning team, and at about that point it tips over into individualism, then intelligent people will notice this, and you will start to get runaway individualism, where you signal the individually oriented values of concern with equality and concern with harm avoidance. And this can go on and on and on and on until you get an extreme evolutionary mismatch and, you know, a war or a right-wing backlash because so many people are upset or whatever. And this could go on. This is what's happening at the moment. So what you would expect, and this is indeed the case, is for intelligent people to notice this, convince themselves of the veracity of it, and therefore to imbibe it and to start expressing it and signalling it and whatever. And therefore you would expect intelligent people to be more woke, and that is indeed the case. But you would also expect intelligent people to have higher genetic health, and that is indeed the case. IQ correlates with genetically with poor genetic health. It correlates genetically with low IQ, with heart disease, with strokes, and this has been shown to be at the genetic level. So low IQ people are genetically less healthy, but they will also be genetically less good at noticing what the current norm is and forcing themselves to believe it, and therefore you might expect a lot of good, although perhaps overall conservatism is associated with being good looking, you would expect to find a lot of good looking people who were woke because of the mechanism of intelligence. So you've got the weak correlation and you've got the mechanism of intelligence. And then particularly when it comes to women, women are very high compared to men in anxiety, and particularly in social anxiety. This is for evolutionary reasons. Women have had to live in these harems where they've had to get on in prehistory, where they've had to get on with each other and so forth. And so they tend to be very high in social anxiety. And so to a much greater extent than men, whatever the current in norm is, and they're also higher in empathy and higher in social skill and more environmentally sensitive, they will notice what it is. They will not want to be left out. They will convince themselves of the veracity of it, and they will therefore adopt it, and then they will compete with each other to signal it. Again, in a conservative society, that was conservatism and religiosity, and in that context, women born in the 1920s were more conservative and more traditionally religious than men. And this is increasingly flipped the other way, of course. In an individualistic society, women now are more left-wing, less conservative, more liberal, more woke than men, because that is the dominant religion, and that's what they want to conform to. And finally, there may be elements to which wokeness, in the absence of any of a religion that pushes them the other way, fits in with certain aspects of female psychology. Females are known to be more concerned about equality than men, more concerned about everyone getting along, more concerned about harm avoidance. They are more concerned about these things than men are, whereas men are they're more concerned about intimate little relationships and friendships where everyone gets along and everyone feels happy, whereas men are more concerned about obedience to authority, building groups, building coalitions, fighting and so forth. And men are kind of higher in autism traits, which could make them more interested in sanctity and disliking change and things like that. But so these are another, there are a number of reasons therefore why you might get quite good-looking woke females, but overall, it's you're down to a fact where there are going to be a group of conservatives who will react against this with horror. They'll be genetically selected to react against this with horror. They will see wokeness as maladaptive. They will be evolved to be religious. They will be evolved to be conservative and so forth, because that was the norm. And they will be high in genetic health because that was what we were selecting for. And they will therefore be high in mental health and physical health. And these things will all bundle together. And it will be those people that will react strongly against wokeness, and therefore and those people overall tend to be better looking. But there are, I hope you can see all of the reasons why there are likely to be exceptions to this rule. And also we should remember that you'll get some very, very good looking women who are very subject to being inculcated, who are very, because of high social anxiety, for example, very subject to being inculcated. It's just that there will be a limit on this because of the fact that ultimately all of these genetically healthy things in prehistory that were selected for together are still pleiotropically related, and that's why you end up with a weak association between looking physically attractive and having low mutational load and being anti-woke, but it is only weak. There you go.